USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican lawmakers say President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package is too much of a burden on the American taxpayer. So they will meet with the president on Monday to discuss a package that will cost about one-third of the money. Senator Bill Cassidy, the Republican from Louisiana on Fox Sunday, says the focus should be around COVID relief to keep costs down.
We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic.
Democrat leaders, including Bernie Sanders, says they don't need Republicans to get the more expensive package passed through sometime this week. Former President Trump announced Sunday two new attorneys that will lead his impeachment defense team. David Schoen, a criminal defense attorney who works in Alabama and New York, and Bruce Castor Jr., a former district attorney in Pennsylvania. Trump's old lawyers walked after being told to include voter fraud information in the proceedings. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Biden's coronavirus response team is still trying to locate upwards of 20 million vaccine doses that are unaccounted for, a mystery that has hampered plans to speed up the national vaccine effort. On Tuesday, Biden warned that the vaccine program is in worse shape than we anticipated or expected, repeating complaints from his chief of staff, wrong claim that a plan didn't really exist. Top Biden officials have stressed that the missing doses are spread out across the states and offered no other information. Former Trump White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his deputy Avi Berkowitz were nominated Sunday for the Nobel Peace Prize in their roles in negotiating four normalization deals between Israel and Arab nations known as the Abraham Accords. In a statement, Kushner said he was honored to be nominated for the prize, which will be awarded in October. Winter storm Orlena, after blanketing the Midwest in snow, is set to drop up to 2 feet of snow in the Big Apple Monday, prompting New York City, New Jersey, and Philadelphia to declare states of emergency. More than 100 million people will be affected by the powerful nor'easter. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Planes, trains, automobiles, and masks. A new federal mandate kicks in Monday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott explains.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs on planes and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Major League Baseball is balking at the upcoming baseball season.
Major League Baseball has proposed delaying the beginning of the 2021 season, shortening it to 154 games. The league delivered the proposal to its players' union over the weekend, though the union has not released an official response. Besides fewer games, the league's proposal includes pushing opening day back a month to April 28th, but would also pay players their full salaries if the full season is completed. Spring training is currently scheduled to begin in a few weeks, with pitchers and catchers reporting around February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.